Medical guidelines and research can be dry. PowerPoint presentations are a known snooze fest. So it's difficult for working physicians to keep up with what's new. Two Jefferson University hospital doctors are offering their fellow physicians a different way to learn.
The consult guys.
The consult guys are Gino Murley and Howard Weitz. They've been friends and colleagues for over three decades. A few years ago, the American College of Physicians asked the two doctors to, quote, do something fun at their national meeting. So they did, and their idea was inspired by public radio.
Gino and I love car talk, and I've learned more from the Tabbitt brothers than I can from most of the professors I've had in college and medical school. I shouldn't say that, but it's true. It's true. So Gino and I plagiarized at its finest, and we put together a one-hour session, a mixture of the Tabbitt brothers, Prairie Home Companion, and we mixed in the Kennedy-Nixon debates and put together a fantasy one-hour radio show that we performed first at the National Meeting of the American College of Physicians. We had made-up call-ins, made-up questions, but questions relating to physicians in the care of their patients. And it was a riot.
I look at it like Howard does. We've walked away from the traditional approach to education. We're communicating with our learners in a comfortable, funny environment, but every single show has a key point or points that you actually learn. It's like we make learning sticky, a concept, we make it sticky so it stays in your head.
Murley and Weitz did their show as a live event for several years, and now they tape online video segments distributed by the College of Physicians. Viewers can get credit for continuing medical education. Each segment answers one question, and I asked them where they get their questions from. Here's Howard Weitz.
We research the medical literature, and we look for areas of controversy and areas of practice change. We're very concerned that there are physicians practicing who may not be aware of the changes in style, practice, or clinical research data. And we build the questions around that. Now, on the show, we've invited the listening audience and the viewing audience to send us questions about their cases.
The number of things that people ask, and they're very focused questions. People are always interested when you have an MRI, and say you have a prosthetic heart valve. Is it safe to do an MRI? So Howard did this whole presentation on safety in using MRIs for pacemakers, for valves of the heart that were mechanical. But that was an example of very focused learning, and people remember it. I can do an MRI on a patient with a special kind of pacemaker or heart valve.
Do you stay within your field of expertise, or do you take on questions that are outside of that field and then research them?
No, we take all questions: diabetes, green urine secondary to anesthesia.
We are so out of our area of training expertise. One of our most popular shows is it safe to wear a necktie in the patient care environment? There's a controversy that neckties can be harbors of bacteria. And in fact, the National Health Service in Great Britain banned neckties in the patient care environment. So Gino and I researched the world's literature, found it skimpy at best to ban neckties. And we challenged the entire British health system in a seven-minute show. So, and that's so out of my area of cardiology, you can't even imagine.
Do you ever get people saying to you, well, who are you to tell?
All the time, man.
Whenever you do something like this, you always venture out to, and there are constituents out there saying, well, who gave these guys the license to be able to do this? And the answer is we decided we were going to do this.
And I actually hope that we inspire others to do it too, because, you know, the old days of sitting in a lecture for an hour or hour and a half, they are long gone. It is too painful to keep up to date that way. And I feel that the focused, brief clinical teaching interaction is the way to go.
And do you two agree on your answers?
Always. We always agree. We agree on everything. No, we actually, at times, we disagree.
Right.
We disagree. But we want to make sure at the conclusion of the show, there's a clear-cut answer.
Yes.
Whether it be yes, no, this choice, that choice, or we're not sure because no one's sure.
Now, you mentioned earlier the case of the green urine, I do think that warrants some explanation. So what was that all about?
The case was a patient who was undergoing back surgery. And into the surgery, their urine turned Kelly green. Yeah, and the question is to the audience, what do you do? Do you stop the surgery? Do you get certain blood tests? Do you give certain medicines, or do you keep on operating? And Gino and I used it as an opportunity to talk about urine color changes during or after surgery, and color changes occur. A very rare but real interaction caused by propofol anesthesia. Propofol is one of the most common anesthetic agents. In a small number of patients, it will turn the urine Kelly green. And there's no bad side effect to this. You just keep on operating.
How do you find time for this?
Well, that's what nights and weekends are for.
Right? Exactly right.
Nights and weekends, you know, Gino is my closest friend. And I think he'd say the same about me. Right, Gino?
Absolutely.
Okay. So Gino and I talk 7 days a week. We are always on in terms of consult, guys. And we collect this info all the time.
Howard Weitz and Gino Murley are Jefferson physicians, and they are better known as the Consult Guys.